holding on to the handles of the Sefer Torah when one receives an aliyah. When is it done, why is it done, and how is it done? So it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 139, halacha 11, based on the rulings of the Rishonim, that one is to hold on to the Sefer Torah while saying the blessings of the aliyah, meaning the before and after blessings over the Torah. This minhag or halacha is derived from the pasuk in Yehoshua, which states, "La yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mepicha, chazak ve'ematz." This sefer Torah shall not leave your mouth. Hold on tight. Coming to imply that you should hold on to the sefer Torah. Now, while the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch refers specifically to holding on during the blessings, the Achrayim add that one is to hold on also during the actual reading. Now, how is one to hold on to the Sefer Torah? Do you hold on to the parchment, to the handles? So the Magen Avraham brings two customs based on the Arizal. The first custom is to hold on only to the handles of the Sefer Torah, not to the parchment itself. The second custom is to hold on to the actual parchment of the Sefer Torah using a cloth, and not to hold on to the handles. Practically, the widespread custom is like the first approach, to hold on only to the handles and not onto the Sefer Torah. Even though the Arachrayim, who side like the second approach, to hold on to the actual Sefer Torah. Now, there's a special order that is to be followed when holding on to the handles. During the blessing itself, one is to hold on to both handles, the right handle in his right hand and the left handle in his left hand. After the blessing, one lets go of the left handle and remains holding on to the right handle alone. Let us now discuss how to hold on to the handles. Can you use your bare hands, or do you have to use your talus? You may have seen some people doing it with their bare hands and some with their talus. What's the difference between the customs? Is there any preference? So this question is actually discussed in a different section of the Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 147, regarding the prohibition of touching a Sefer Torah with bare hands. So we know that it's forbidden to touch with your bare hands the parchment of the Sefer Torah, and the question is, does the same apply also to its parts, such as the handle? This matter is debated amongst the Paiskim. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion, as well as other Achrayim, that just like you can't directly touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah, so too you can't directly touch the handles of the Sefer Torah, so you have to hold on to it with a cloth, hence explaining the custom of those who hold on to it using their talus. However, the Taz and many other Achrayim argue on this ruling and say that no, the stringency, the prohibition, only applies to holding on to the actual parchment with bare hands. However, to hold on to the Eitz Chaim, to the handles, with your bare hands, there is no problem whatsoever, and so is the widespread custom. So bottom line, we have a machlekes in the Paiskim, if you're allowed to hold on to the handle with your bare hands or must use the talus or other cloth. The widespread custom to be lenient, but some are stringent. What is the Chabad custom in this matter? So the custom of the Rebbe Rayatz, as printed in Sefer Menhagim, was to hold on to the Atzei Achaim of the Sefer Torah using his talus, suspecting for the ruling of the Magen Avraham. And so is plainly recorded in Sefer Menhagim. However, in the footnotes there, the Rebbe writes that he only saw this being done by the Rebbe Rayatz himself, and not by other Chassidim. And practically, the Rebbe himself, when he received an aliyah, as can be vividly seen, did not hold on to the handles using his talus, but rather held on to them directly with his bare hands. Accordingly, bottom line, the widespread custom remains till today to be lenient in this and not hold on using a talus, and so is likewise the widespread custom amongst Chabad Chassidim, although some are stringent to hold on with a talus, as rules the Magen Avraham and as was done by the Rebbe Rayatz. All this is regarding the handles of the Sefer Torah. However, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, according to all opinions, is forbidden to be touched with bare hands, even if one washes hands beforehand, and certainly if he did not.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.